Hey there, it's Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic, a podcast geared towards the things you may be misunderstanding about the difficult relationships in your life. I did not understand it when I was in it, but I definitely understand it now, and I want to share that understanding with you so that you too can find the courage you didn't know you had to make the changes you didn't think you could make. So here it is, the number one most popular podcast of 2020. Surprising to me, but it is the one on emotional abuse fatigue. So I just wanted to add a couple things really quick in preface to the replay of the number one podcast of 2020. Those of you who don't know, I have practiced healthcare for 25 years. I do treat adrenal fatigue. I call it emotional abuse fatigue on this podcast, but what happens in emotional abuse is the adrenal system is compromised. So if you are searching for help with adrenal fatigue recovery, or you're looking for an adrenal recovery program, or you're wanting to know more about the supplements that I mentioned in this podcast, I actually do all that stuff, even though I'm not practicing yet, practicing chiropractic anymore. I am actually still treating the adrenal fatigue, and I treat it at length. I have a program for the adrenal recovery as well. So I think it was a little bit confusing. The supplements that I mentioned, they're pharmaceutical grade supplements, so they have to be purchased from a healthcare provider. So if you're interested in those, go ahead and contact me and we can go through the proper channels to get some of those for you if you need them. So here we go, the most popular podcast of 2020. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Dr. Heidi. You're listening to It's Not Normal, It's Toxic. Rid your life of toxic people. Let's see, where do we start? Thanking you as listeners for supporting the podcast. Thank you for sharing it. I got a lot of messages in this week, which was strange. How do I share the podcast if somebody doesn't have an iPhone? Okay, they have Androids and they can't find it because I listen to it on the Apple Podcast app. If you are looking for the podcast or looking to share it, I should say, if you're listening, you've already found the podcast. It is on 10 or 12 of the major platforms. So they can go to iHeart, they can go to Spotify, they can go to CastBox, they can go to Anchor. It is on Apple, it is on Google. So they can go to any of those major platforms and search it by its name, and they should be able to find it. If they can't and you need me to help you with that, just message me in through Instagram or Facebook and I'll connect the link that I recorded on, which is Anchor. And then they can download that app and they should have access to the fabulous It's Not Normal, It's Toxic podcast. Okay, announcement. I'm having a lot of people schedule initial consultations with me. And I love it. I love meeting new people. I love hearing from listeners. Don't forget that if you're a podcast listener, there's a $25 off coupon code for you to schedule a private session. It's 25, capital O, capital F, capital F. Yes, I'm very creative in my coupon codes. But that saves you a little bit of money if you want to schedule a session. Sessions with me. When you want to schedule a session, you'll go onto the schedule a session page on the website and there will be times offered. And those are the ones that are available for the initial session. I am on vacation next week and it is stressing me out as much as it's stressing some of my clients out. But I have to take a break and my mother-in-law turns 70 in February. She's going to love that I said that on the podcast. And we are going up to Lake Michigan because she wants to fish. So that being said, if you jump on there in the next day or two, you're not going to see anything available until the following week. So if you don't see anything next week, look into the next couple weeks and you will see them available mostly on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The conference is still a go. We are talking to the venue again today to tie up the loose ends. But yes, it is a go for September 18, 19, and 20. It's the third, I almost said fourth, it's the third annual It's Not Normal, It's Toxic conference. It is a great place to get a lot of information in a little amount of time for a very good price. And you get to hang out with me and the team, which is super fun. I am really excited about the conference because I have a lot of people coming that I've never got to meet in person. They've gone through the coaching programs with me, or I've, you know, chatted with them a time or two, and I've never got to meet them. And I have a lot of them coming, so I'm going to be very excited for the conference. There is also a conference link if you're wanting more information on that on the website. The actual location does not get disclosed until you register and pay for it. That is for the safety of those that are coming. So if you need any more information on the location, you could message me individually. The support group on Facebook, if you've not been in the support group, it's called Strength Within. It's a private group on Facebook, which means people can search it, but they cannot see who's in it and they cannot see what is posted in it. So it is a rapidly growing community of people who are going through or have been in the same situation or a similar situation to you. You don't have to explain yourself to these people because they all get it. You know how the people in your life, you tell them what's going on and they look at you like, oh, yeah, I don't get that. Or if it's so bad, why don't you leave? You don't have to explain that in this group. The difference, or maybe not the difference, but my objective in that group is to keep things very positive. Toxic people in our lives want us to focus on them. They want our attention all the time. So we don't give a lot of attention to the toxic people in that group. We give way more attention to encouragement, inspiration, and forward motion. So if you're looking for a group of people that get what you're going through, Strength Within is the place to be. I have been starting to put together small group healing sessions, which is the same thing as my private coaching, but we're doing it online in groups of three or four. So you have an immediate support system that you can share your story with and that you can contact between classes. That is, the description of that is in the Strength Within group. So I know some people aren't comfortable being in groups, but there's some people that really thrive in groups. Two reasons. Right now, with maybe the pandemic, it may just be because the podcast is growing and my website is getting out there. I'm getting really busy. And so people are having to wait to coach with me, and small groups is a great option because you have a support system and I'm able to reduce the price of the coaching. And so it's a little bit more affordable. Is it the same program? Yes, it's the same exact program. So if you're interested in a small group, and you can't find the description in Strength Within, let me know and I'll get you the description. It's kind of like herding squirrels, trying to get people in this group. There's a lot of people interested, and then maybe they've decided they don't want to be in a group or financially they can't do it. So I don't have the groups organized yet, but if you're interested in something like that, if you know you thrive in a group and you like to be with people and be able to share that very closely with people, the groups are getting ready to fire up. The other thing I want to let you know is I have decided to do an all males group. So no offense, ladies, but in the support group, we are heavily weighted with females, but we have a lot of males in there. And I know the podcast is probably more heavily listened to by females, but we have a lot of males that are listening as well. So if you're a male and you don't want to jump into a group with females, even though we've all been through the same thing, I am constructing a small group healing program for males only. So if you're interested in that, let me know as well. Okay, I'm winded already and all I got through was the announcements. Okay, so today I want to talk about emotional abuse fatigue. And I have covered this in a podcast a long time ago, but I have been sending out so many ASI kits, which stands for Adrenal Stress Index kits, in the last week or so, that I thought that this would be a great time with so many new listeners. This would be a great time to re-go over this. So how many of you out there are feeling exhausted? It doesn't matter how many hours you sleep, you wake up unrested. You feel like you could take a nap every 2 hours and you are tired all the time. I bet if we were raising hands, there would be quite a few of you that are acknowledging the fact that you feel like you have emotional abuse fatigue. Okay, that is not a diagnosis name. That's a name Dr. Heidi made up, and Dr. Heidi makes up a lot of things. So if you haven't been listening that long, you'll get used to it. Emotional abuse fatigue, I'm renaming because of the situations that this group are in. It's actually adrenal fatigue or adrenal dysfunction. First thing I want to talk about is stress. When we think of stress, what comes to mind? When somebody thinks of stress, you immediately think of something like a move, a marriage, a baby, death of a spouse or death of a loved one, loss of a job, or the start of a new job. Anything major we picture as stress. Now, one thing I want to make clear is the body's definition of stress is completely different. The body's definition of stress is anything that asks it to adapt. The human body is made to adapt. So anytime something, quote, stressful enters the realm of the human body, emotionally or physically, the body adapts. So even though when we think of stress, we think of the big major stressors that come into our lives, the body doesn't see stress like that. I'm going to read through a list of things that the body sees as stress. Things that ask it to adapt. Death of a loved one. Infection. Repeated stresses. Emotional stress. Allergies. Overexertion. Smoking. Lack of sleep. Poor eating habits. Sugar and white flour products. Lack of exercise. Too much exercise. Wound healing, prescription and non-prescription medication, lack of good food, marital stress, caffeine of any type, including coffee, fear, unwanted employment, new employment, negative attitude, negative thoughts and negative beliefs, lack of relaxation, psychological issues, financial pressures, and any type of external toxins. So when you think of your poor little body trying to adapt to all of this, you would never think it was working that hard to ward off stress, right? What helps our body adapt to stress? There's this little tiny gland that sits on top of the kidneys. Anything that's labeled a gland is something that releases hormone. And I'm going to keep this very simple. It sits on top of the kidneys, and the function of this gland is to release the hormones that helps our body adapt to stress, which is the list I just read. The three major hormones that it produces is cortisol, DHEA, and the epinephrine and norepinephrine and the other hormones that we know better as adrenaline. Okay, I'll quickly give you the major functions of these three hormones. Cortisol is the hormone that helps your body adapt to day-to-day activities. It gives your body the energy to get up, to make lunch, to get to work, to get home, to get to the ball game, to do the laundry. The things that you ask your body to do on a daily basis, energy is coming from the cortisol hormone. DHEA is the opposite. Cortisol gives energy, DHEA calms down a little bit. Cortisol and DHEA are kind of on a teeter-totter as far as the levels go. Adrenaline, we all know what adrenaline is, and we've all heard about adrenaline junkies. Adrenaline is made for when you're walking to your car in a parking lot in the middle of the night and you hear footsteps. Okay, your body goes into fight or flight, meaning it gets a huge surge of what we call adrenaline so that your body can get out of the place of danger. Okay, so those are the three major. If I've got healthcare people listening, again, I'm keeping it very simple, so don't judge me on how simplistic I'm keeping this. Adrenal dysfunction comes when we ask our body to adapt to so many things so much of the time on a continual day-to-day basis that the adrenal gland begins to wear out, okay? And when you are living in a situation that's toxic, you are always on point. You are always on edge. We're always trying to stay one step ahead. So we are continually increasing the level of stress that our body has to adapt to. Adrenal dysfunction comes in three phases, okay? There's a stage one, and I'm going to be very brief. If you decide to talk to me further about this, we'll go into the stages a little bit more. But stage one, I call it the superhero stage. This is the stage that everybody looks at you and thinks, how do they get everything done? You don't have to sleep. You don't have to eat. You can do anything for anybody all the time. You're 100 miles an hour. You don't gain weight. You're very organized and you feel like you really got your shit together. We don't realize at that stage that we might be entering into an adrenal dysfunction type situation. We just feel like we got a lot of energy. We feel like we're night owls. We can stay up till 2 o'clock and clean the whole house, right? Okay, that is what stage one looks like. Stage two, you have days where you're in the superhero stage, but then followed by that, you have days that you're very tired. So it's a very up, down type of feeling. Stage three is the opposite. Stage three is very tired all the time, very hard to get yourself going, unmotivated to do things and see people and just get your daily stuff done. So because I'm not going to go into those two specifically, because there's other things I want to cover, the adrenal gland affects so many parts of the body, you would never believe how many systems the adrenal gland has in contact with. The adrenal gland will purposely shut down certain things that aren't as important if we're having to adapt to stress. So when you're moving into stage two and stage three of adrenal dysfunction, your body begins to pick and choose what's important and what's not. And it's just like in hypothermia. What does the body do if you're exposed to cold temperatures for a long period of time? It quits sending blood to the extremities so it can keep the blood in the organs where the life is. Right? There's certain things that the body will adapt to as you move through the stages of adrenal fatigue. And a couple examples are, we might start noticing we have digestive issues. Okay, you probably think it's because you always have that pain in your stomach caused by the tension of living or being around a toxic person. But what happens when your body can't keep up with everything it needs to adapt to, and you just eat a big lunch, and then you have conflict with the toxic person, your body goes, okay, just a second, what's more important here? Okay, I don't have the energy to digest and to solve this conflict, so we're going to stop digestion until this conflict is over, and then we'll restart the digestion. So when you have a constantly stopping and starting digestive system, you're going to start noticing digestive issues. But it isn't actually the digestive system. It's your adrenal gland conserving energy so that you can adapt and you can take care of the stressors that are coming into your life. One of the other things that your body will do, and I remember this distinctly the day it happened to me. I was hauling my daughter to a rodeo in the night, and all of a sudden I noticed the lights coming towards me. I had to look out the passenger window in order to let those lights pass. They were so bright. And I remember calling my mom going, I feel like I can't see at night. And of course she said, well, you better get to the eye doctor. And I was probably 28 at the time. And I thought, my eyes have always been good. So I went to the eye doctor, nothing. Well, this was long before I figured out I was in stage three of adrenal fatigue. After I figured that out, it made complete sense why I was so photosensitive. Your body goes, first of all, you're driving through the night. You are living in a toxic relationship. You are 100 miles an hour. I don't have time to constrict your pupils while you're dealing with all this other stuff. So I'm sorry the car lights are bright, but we get rid of the pupillary reflex. And I remember the day that that happened, but I didn't understand what had happened for years after that. So because there's different stages, different symptoms present at different times. Okay, I apologize for reading lists, but I want to make sure I get through these because different people listening are going to have different connections with this. Adrenal dysfunction comes with a whole plethora of physical responses to this repetitive stress. And some of those physical responses are fatigue, weight gain, weight loss, blood sugar type symptoms, thyroid-like symptoms, menstrual problems or menstrual changes, digestive issues, hormone imbalances or hormone imbalance-like symptoms, immune and autoimmune conditions, cardiovascular symptoms, exhaustion throughout the day, memory issues, the inability to concentrate, anxiety, depressive type symptoms, blood pressure issues, and repetitive respiratory issues such as bronchitis, sinusitis, and chronic cough. Okay, if you have several of those things and you take them into your medical doctor, and there's no offense here to medical doctors, you dump them all in a basket and you go, here's the symptoms I'm having. A medical doctor is going to go, well, there's not a diagnosis for all of that stuff. So we'll treat the digestive issues and let's put you on some antidepressants and let's see how you're doing in 3 months. Okay? There is no pharmaceutical drug that takes care of adrenal fatigue. So they've never addressed the fact that the adrenals affect so many different systems of the body. Now, on top of all these physical symptoms that you can see, there's a whole list of non-physical symptoms that happen in your life that go along with adrenal fatigue that you would never connect to your health. Okay, and I'm going to read these, and I know there's people listening going to go, oh, that is absolutely me. The non-physical responses of repetitive stress and adrenal dysfunction are difficulty getting up in the morning, continued fatigue not relieved by sleep, no matter how much sleep you get, cravings for salty or salty foods, lack of energy, everyday tasks seem overwhelming. 5 loads of laundry that you used to could get done at noon, you'd rather throw in the garbage and hope nobody notices. Less interest in sex. Unable to handle stress like before. Increased time to recover from illness, injury, or trauma. Lightheaded when standing up quickly or changing positions. Less enjoyment out of life. An overall feeling of not necessarily unhappy, just not happy. Symptoms increase if meals are skipped. Thoughts are less focused or fuzzy, which some people refer to as brain fog. Decreased tolerance for people who have not bothered you in the past. You have a best friend since high school and you've never had a problem, and right now you can't stand her. Decreased productivity on a daily basis. You try to get things done and you just can't do as much as you used to could do. Cravings for sweets and sugar. Increased worry. You find yourself worrying about things that you can't control. And you find yourself forgetting things. A very much less accurate memory shows up with adrenal fatigue. And part of that goes along with the adaption. I don't have the energy to remember everything. So I'm going to try and remember the important things, but the little things, you're on your own. That's what your body's saying when we're throwing all of this stress at them. Now, as we watch adrenal fatigue change through the generations, when your grandma got up, all she had to do was look at the cross-stitched towel hanging on the oven because it said bake day, or it said wash day, or it said gardening day, right? Pretty low stress, even though living on the frontier might have been stressful. There wasn't a lot of external social type stresses. The next generation, both parents started working. Mom started working part-time. Dad started working double jobs. There was an increased level of financial stress in the next generation. So now we're doing all of the duties we used to do, plus we're adding all this other stuff on top of it. Now what does society look like? Now society, everybody's working full-time. If they're not working full-time, they're the full-time stay-at-home parent. Many are homeschooling. Now 50% of our parents are single parents, raising kids with a co-parent or on their own. And you guys are all involved or close to some type of toxic relationship. So if you've been experiencing these physical or non-physical symptoms, it may be that your body cannot adapt to the stress load that you're putting on it to deal with this type of relationship. Now, back to the MD. I have to defend the MDs because one, there's not a pharmaceutical drug that takes care of adrenal fatigue. Why? Adrenal fatigue is caused by a chronically stressful lifestyle. So the only thing that can reverse adrenal fatigue is a lifestyle change. Second, most of your physicians these days have about 10 minutes with a patient. There is no time to do lifestyle change and guidance in 10 minutes when it takes you 6 months to get an appointment to begin with. So your naturopaths and your chiropractors are the ones that these people are walking into our offices because they've been everywhere. Nobody can find anything. And now they hate their best friend. They don't want to do laundry and they can't see when they're driving at night and they don't know what to do. So the bottom line with adrenal dysfunction is the less your body has to adapt, the safer it is for your body and the faster your body can heal. So things like go to bed at the same time every night, get up at the same time every morning, feed your body every 2.5 or 3 hours so it does not have to guess when you're going to feed it. If it doesn't have to guess some of this other stuff, it will be a little bit stronger to deal with the toxic relationships in your life. The only way it can be reversed is lifestyle change. So I started doing adrenal dysfunction testing when I found out that I had it. In my former life, I was in Wonder Woman stage for 15 years. Didn't sleep, didn't eat, ran on coffee, waited till everybody went to bed, cleaned the whole house, did all the laundry, did all the bills, did everything at night. And what did I think? Oh, I'm just a night owl, right? No, what was happening is I had so much cortisol surging into my system to try and stay ahead of the toxic person in my life and all the demands and all the workload that I had to do and keeping my kids safe and keeping me safe and not making him mad, that by the time it was time for me to go to bed, my cortisol level, which is the hormone that gives you energy, was way too high. So my sleep hormones could never kick in because the energy serving hormone overrode those, but I didn't know any different. And I spent 15 years like that. And then I left. And it wasn't 2 months after I left and got myself into a safe place that I started having kidney infections and sinus infections. And I could hardly get out of bed. I was so tired. And it didn't make any sense to me because now I was safe. And I didn't have the energy to do anything. And basically what happened is my body said, I just got you through those 15 years. I'm going to rest. I'm going to shut down. I can't adapt to one more stressful thing. And so at the time, I had done a hair analysis, which I'm sure some of you have heard about that. And it came back that I was in stage 3. That was in 2010. I started making sure I got 8 hours of sleep, which for a long time, I was so used to being productive that I felt guilty for going to bed. But I knew I had to start putting myself first if I was ever going to recover from this. I started eating and I started really watching what I ate. I didn't do the whole grab the chips thing out of the pantry. I tried to keep protein around and keep fruits and vegetables around so that I was able to eat every 2.5 or 3 hours so my body didn't have to guess when I was eating and I didn't go attack the bag of Snickers and the Lay's potato chips, even though I still love the Lay's stacks, which are the ones that come in the blue tube. Ugh, those are my favorite. Anybody wants to send me a Christmas present, send me a case of Lay's stacks. Just kidding, because I'll eat them all. But I started taking care of myself. I started exercising. I started really making sure that I took care of my health. I had not been to the doctor or the dentist for years. Reasons for that I can explain if we're on the phone at some point. But I started taking care of my teeth. I started getting regular checkups. I, you know, made sure that my health was first. So my stage 3 adrenal fatigue test was in 2010. And in 2017, January, I finally got a normal test. So it took me 7 years of concentrating on taking care of my health to get a normal, your adrenal gland is functioning normal. So it's not like adrenal dysfunction showed up overnight. It was a long-standing fight that my body was doing for me when I didn't even know it. It was taking care of me when I was in survival mode. It was surviving for me when I didn't even realize it. So I really started looking into the adrenal dysfunction, and I started doing an adrenal recovery program in my office. And it kind of tied in about the same time I decided I was going to start coaching, because the people that were coming to me from adrenal dysfunction, guess what? They were in or had just recently left a toxic relationship. So all of this stuff, you know, when I say everything happens as it's supposed to, all of this stuff came together and pointed me directly into this line of work. So the reason I wanted to present this is because quite a few of the clients that I have now, and quite a few of the people that I have done initial sessions with, have asked me to talk about adrenals, because they can tell that the chronic stress they're living in within this toxic relationship is taking a toll on their health. So if you have more questions about adrenal dysfunction, or if you can identify with a lot of those things that I read with the physical symptoms and the not physical symptoms, there's an adrenal dysfunction page on the website, and there's an option to schedule a session. Use the 25OFF code for that one also as a podcast listener. And with telehealth and everything going on, I'm very used to doing this over the phone. I do a lot of supplementation that will support the adrenals in your lifestyle changes. If we can just give the adrenals a little bit of a boost while you're making these lifestyle changes, the recovery will be faster than just doing it without the supplements. So if you're at all interested in that, you can message me through Instagram, you can message me through Facebook, you can send me an email on the website. Although I will tell you, my email crashed about 6 weeks ago, and we still have one glitch in it. Some of the emails that are coming in, I am unable to email you back, and we cannot figure out where that is. So if you're able to reach me through Messenger or on the Coaching with Dr. Heidi Facebook page or Instagram, it's almost simpler for me to message you back there right now. One of the supplements that I do want to talk about, and it is my number one supplement. When I still had my wellness center, we literally had an open bottle of this at the front for the staff. It's called Serenity, and it is a product by Orthomolecular. Orthomolecular does not sell on Amazon. They had a replicated company that was trying to replicate their stuff. So just so you know, if you buy it off of Amazon, it's not authentic. So I'm just going to say that. But what Serenity is it is a supplement that helps with anxiety. And unlike a pharmaceutical grade anti-anxiety, it does not have to build up in your system. So you can take it on the days that you're feeling high anxiety, and you can not take it on the days that you don't need it. But it will take everything from about a 10 to about a 5. And usually when I take it, I'll take it in the morning if I'm feeling anxious, or if I have a lot to do, or if I have to be on somebody's podcast, or heaven forbid, I have to do a video somewhere. Dr. Heidi is not a fan of doing videos, although I'm working on it. I'll take it, and usually by noon, everything's so calmed down, I forget that I was even really having any type of anxious feeling that morning. So that is something that if you are feeling a higher level of anxiety, and you're not wanting to go on an antidepressant type medication, this may be a good option to try. Do not quit an anti-anxiety medication to try this without your MD's permission. Quitting an anti-anxiety medication, you need to be weaned off of that. So you have to talk to your medical doctor about that. But I have had quite a few people that have weaned off of an anti-anxiety medication and have substituted the Serenity for it, and have done very, very well. So I just wanted to mention that, because I know most of my listeners are sitting in a very anxious state. So if you want any more information on that, let me know. Again, welcome everyone to listening to the podcast. This is something that I never thought would get this big. And the best thing about this podcast is my dad listens to every episode. It's my favorite part, just because everybody wants their dad to be proud, right? So if you have any questions on the conference, on the small groups, on the supplementation, on having the adrenal consult or doing the adrenal stress index lab test to see exactly what stage you're in. You know how to get a hold of me. Everyone knows how to find me. So just let me know. And if you have further questions on the adrenal dysfunction, let me know also. I will be happy to help you. And I am also happy to help anybody go through the recovery process of this adrenal fatigue, also called emotional abuse fatigue.